Hey everyone, welcome to Vineyard Church. My name is Jeff. I'm the lead pastor here. We are so excited that you've decided to join us this Sunday morning for worship, for prayer, for a short message, and then even some ministry time at the end. I want to remind you that our online experience is interactive. We would love for you to click around on the different buttons. You can ask for prayer. You can look at next steps, announcements, and different things that are happening in our church, as well as give online all on our platform. I also wanted to say that in a moment, we're going to share some exciting news about Easter. We've got some really creative ways where we can share and celebrate this special holiday together. But hold that for just a second. Let me pray. We'll worship together a little bit, and then I'll share my message for the rest of the morning. Let's pray. God, thank you so much that your presence is here with us. As we're scattered around northern Colorado, our nation, and even the world, would you unite us with your love? Would you unite us with your Holy Spirit? I pray for each and every heart right now. Would you awaken us? Would you create a hunger and a thirst for your presence and your love? And would you meet that? Would you meet it this morning with the presence and power from your love? Come and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship together.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Corey Page.
And I'm Matt.
And we would love for you guys to join us in worship this morning. You can go ahead and sing along with us if you would like. We're going to worship together.
Hope is stirring, hope.
we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away.
And when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well.
It is Holy Spirit, that you would let that settle over us. That those of us praying that but not really feeling that, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, that it would be well with our souls right now. That your presence would settle into our rooms and into our homes, Lord, right where we're at, that you would meet us with your peace that passes our understanding. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody all together said, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, it is good. It is good to be able to worship together. Thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. And I have to say, before we start, I am so proud of the entire staff at Vineyard Church of the Rockies. If you get a chance this week to just send them an encouraging note, please do so. The entire staff have been just amazing through this whole COVID-19 kind of pandemic era, staying so flexible, learning to solve new problems. Been working and communicating so well as a team. I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. So please do think about them this week. Pray for them. Send them a note. I know that would be very encouraging for them this week. Hey, before I jump into my message, I have a really exciting announcement, a quick announcement for Easter. We have some great plans on how we as a community are going to celebrate Easter together. You know, COVID-19 and this pandemic might mean that we have to worship at home, but it doesn't mean that Easter's not going to happen. It absolutely is going to happen, and we're so excited for some of the creative solutions that our team has come up with. This year, we are going to celebrate Easter by giving a bag and doing Easter in a bag for everybody who wants to participate. So we've purchased bags. We've purchased all kinds of different things to put in those bags. We've got kids' activities. We have different elements that you'll be able to pull out of the bag during the sermon to kind of have some engagement and interaction with the different things that we're doing. And also, one of the more exciting things, at least for me, is that we've purchased pre-sealed communion packages that we're going to put in every bag as well. So towards the end of celebrating Easter next Sunday, we'll be able to actually take communion together, even though we're in all in different homes. I'm so excited for that moment. I think it's going to be a beautiful moment of unity and just kind of spiritual connection, not only with God, but with each other as well, to be able to take communion all together. And so here's what we want you to do. Here's what we need you to do. In order for us to get the bags into your hands, what we're going to do as a staff is we're going to invite you to come to church on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. or Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. These coming Thursdays and Fridays. And what we're going to do is we're going to prearrange all of those bags. You'll just come into the parking lot, find a parking spot, and one of our staff will come out and deliver that bag to you. Of course, we'll follow all the social distancing techniques that we need to do. We'll actually have masks and gloves on as well for all of our safety. But we are so excited that we're going to be able to provide this for our entire church family. I think in a way that's going to be very, very meaningful for each and every one of us. Easter is in the bag this year. We got it in the bag. So remember, this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. and the following Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., drive to our church, and we're just going to do it kind of like a drive-up order or a drive-through pickup. We'll bring the bag right to your car. You won't even have to get out to be able to get that and take it back to your home. We'll have extra bags, so you can invite a neighbor and engage with them and invite them to be able to participate with us as well. And I also want to say, if for some reason you can't make it to our church, we have an errand team that would love to deliver those bags to your home. They can leave them on your doorstep, ring your doorbell, so that you can still have one of those Easter bags. If that's you, you need to let us know. You need to let us know that you need to have a bag delivered to you. The best way to do that is to click on the next steps and to click that little button that says, send me an Easter bag. And we'll be sure to follow up with you to make sure we have the same or the correct address, and we'll get that bag to you as quick as possible. I think this is a great solution. I mean, obviously, we would all love to be in the same building together. We know we can't do that this year, but we're going to make it as good and as sweet and as valuable as possible. I think doing Easter in the bag is a great way to connect with everybody this season. Hey, let's pray together, and then I'll jump into my final message from the series, Does God Really Love Me? Let's pray. God, thank you so much. Thank you that we can worship together. Thank you that we'll celebrate Easter together as a church family, as a spiritual family. I pray now that you would anoint me to share a message from your word, that you would help me to speak your words to our hearts, and that you would truly minister to us this morning, God. Help us to continue to solidify the answer that you truly do love us, that you came and you died for us, you were raised back to life for us, and you want to show us your love every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, COVID-19 and this global pandemic has definitely changed things. It's definitely changed things. But I have always been one that's kind of embraced change. I love change because it always creates opportunity. So with change always comes new opportunities. As a church, we've had the opportunity to learn how to do live stream, how to stay missional in a unique kind of circumstance. We've learned how to be generous. And as I mentioned last week, we've really been able to put to test this idea that God's love is greater than the swirl of fear that is around us in our culture. Many of you have had extra time with your kids and an opportunity to spend more time engaging with them. You've maybe had an opportunity to finally fix up some of those things around the house that you've just been delaying over the months, and if you're like me, maybe years. But as I wrap up our series, Does God Really Love Me, this morning, I want to take a look at a specific opportunity that we've all been given through this COVID-19 pandemic, and that is the opportunity for rest. The opportunity for rest. Today's message is titled, Rest for the Soul. We've all been given an opportunity to practice rest, to embrace a slower rhythm, and almost a chance to unplug and do life a little bit differently during the COVID-19 pandemic. For some of us, this is a change of pace that's kind of been thrust upon us because, you know, schools have closed, kids' activities have been canceled, maybe we've lost hours or our job entirely, and so we find our calendars much more open and free, and we have the opportunity to rest because of that. But actually, there's others that have been working more hours. Their work life has increased because they've had to solve new problems. The challenge to rest is similar for both, but it's just coming from a different context, from a different angle. Because really, no matter where you're at, whether you're less busy because you're out of work or less kids' activities, or perhaps you're more busy because that workload is drastically increased, people on both sides of this equation can struggle with how to truly rest with Jesus. And just so that we're all on the same page, I'll practice some self-disclosure with you. I am 100% preaching to myself today. I am not that good at resting. I'm getting better. I feel like I'm getting better at resting. I think golf has helped a little bit with that, but most of the golf courses are closed now. So I feel like I'm still learning how to rest myself. If you don't know, I'm fairly type A. I'm quite driven and competitive. And so even as we close one thing, I'm usually already thinking about the next. And so I've realized, though, over the last few years, this isn't actually a great way to live. Right? It can be hard on my relationships. It can be hard on my own mental health. It can definitely get in the way of me resting and being deeply connected to the Father's love. We all, I think, could grow in our abilities to learn how to truly rest with the Lord. And here's the reality, right? I mean, this is what's happening in our life right now. Before actually COVID-19 hit, I think that we all struggled with this. I think that we all lived at a high-paced life. I mean, I think if I could generalize the American culture prior to COVID-19, I would generalize it by saying that we lived a busy and hurried life. We were always filling our calendars, and we would almost wear busyness like a badge of honor on our chest. Even when we would talk with people, we would say phrases like, gosh, I'm just so busy these days, right? And these are things that we would repeat. They were a normal part of our vernacular. The virus has kind of changed a few things. We have less things to do. We have less places that we can go. But because we didn't learn how to rest before the pandemic, I think many of us are still learning how to rest now. I mean, it's not like a global pandemic has all of a sudden taught us how to learn to be at rest with Jesus, right? We didn't know how to rest before, and I think many of us still struggle with that today. We're not great at resting as a culture. And I want to talk about a couple of growing trends that I see happening in our culture right now as we navigate this COVID-19 pandemic together. Two kind of emerging lifestyles that I see, and then I want to compare those with an invitation that is from Jesus to you and to me, to every single one of us this morning. First, those emerging trends. Two emerging trends I see are the frenzied lifestyle and the consuming lifestyle. The frenzied and consuming lifestyle. The frenzied lifestyle kicked into overdrive when that stay-at-home order was really released, right? I mean, people ran to the store to grab as many supplies as they could. And when one store didn't have toilet paper, they would just go to the next store. And it was like, I just have to be in a frenzy and go from place to place to place to get as many things as I possibly can. We're living in kind of a frenzy. And then what I've also seen happen kind of in this frenzied lifestyle is after I gather and after I get all of my supplies in this heightened state of being in a frenzy state, then I'm going to become the best homeschooler possible. And I'm going to mark out every minute of every hour, and I'm going to go back to back to back, and my kids are going to get the best education possible. And then I'm going to maximize that stimulus money to the nth degree, and I'm going to create the best honey-do list possible, and I'm going to accomplish all kinds. In fact, while we're at, let's just redo the whole house, right? We've got enough time on our hands, and we might even be saying things to ourselves like, I will not let this time go to waste. I will fill it. I will fill it with productive things. If I work harder and accomplish more during this time, then I'll feel good about myself. And then after I do all of those things, then I'll finally kick my feet up and then I'll finally rest. Some of us are in this spot right now. We say those types of things to ourselves right now. I mean, this is largely me, right? I'm always on to the next. Actually, I'm kind of in a little bit of both of the camps. I'll explain in a moment. I think many of us are one foot in both camps right now. But this is kind of how we're living our life. And I just want you to take note this morning as you hear this message. Are you the type of person that can only rest once you've accomplished enough? I feel like if that's you, there might be a different invitation from Jesus for you this morning. Well, the second thing I talked about was this consuming lifestyle, this consumed lifestyle. I think this is in full force as well. We consume Netflix to unplug, which is ironic because in a way you're plugging in by checking in and tuning in to Netflix. We're on social media twice as much as we normally are, and that's probably a low estimate, right? We're consuming food more and more. We're consuming more knowledge and more podcasts and more sermons. We're consuming more alcohol. And all we're doing is we're consuming these substitutes to what truly could offer us rest. We're gathering as many of these substitutes as we possibly can to ease our anxiety, but the truth is they don't offer real rest. They don't offer true rest. I mean, it's not like any of these things are inherently bad in and of themselves, right? I mean, I don't feel like you're doing the pandemic right if you haven't watched Tiger King at least one or two episodes, right? I mean, this is a real thing that's happening in our culture right now. But substitutes become bad when they become your primary source of rest, because ultimately the substitutes, they will eventually disappoint you. They'll only leave you wanting more, craving more real rest, and then the cycle of consumption just continues. Julian of Norwich said this, I really love this quote. This is the only reason why we are not fully at ease in heart and soul, that we look to find our true rest in these things, in other things, things that are so little, they contain no rest. Consuming things that are so little, they contain no rest. We will always have a problem finding true rest if all we offer our soul is mere substitutes. And I think I get it. I really get this. It is easy for a long day after working or homeschooling or problem-solving things that just weren't on your radar this year to just grab a beer, turn on the TV, and just check out for a few hours before bed. But one of the things that we have to be aware of is it really only takes a couple of weeks to create habits, for new habits to be formed. And I'm at least a little concerned that if we're not wise about how we're spending our time during this global pandemic, if we're not wise about how we're resting, we might finish COVID-19 with some new habits that we're not very proud of. I think the frenzied and the consuming life are real temptations for many of us right now. But thankfully, we have a promise from Jesus. We have an invitation from Jesus. We know the source of true peace. We know the source of true rest. In Matthew 11, Jesus is speaking to the crowds when he talks about true rest for your soul. Where to find it and where to get it. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 11, starting in verse 28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Verse 30, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." None of those other substitutes will offer you the true rest that Jesus has. I mean, they might help you relax. They might help you let down a little bit. But they won't offer you true, life-fulfilling, spiritually and soulful recharges time after time after time. Only Jesus can offer you that. I mean, can you imagine a life of real rest? What would it feel like if you learned to experience the complete depths of peace and rest that Jesus has to offer you? Some of you don't even know what that could look like, but what would that do to stress and anxiety? What would that do to relationships with others? What would that do for your relationship with God if you could experience true rest in an ongoing way? Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you carrying heavy burdens? Jesus says, "Come to me." Jesus says, "Come to me." I mean, aren't we all feeling the weight of our current time? In different ways, we're experiencing the weight and the burden of COVID-19. Absolutely, we're experiencing it different ways, but aren't we all carrying new burdens? Aren't we all feeling a little bit more tired and weary? Jesus says that he is both the giver and the source of exactly what you need in this time. Exactly what you need. So how? Right? I mean, you might believe this. You might agree with Matthew 18, 29 to 30, that Jesus is the source of true rest. But how? How do you go about living in to that rest? I mean, by no means is the list that I'm about to share with you like an exhaustive list. It can't cover everything. We just don't have time for that. But I do want to share three things that I feel like are invitations for all of us, ways that we can begin to experience this true rest in Jesus Christ. First, I think there is a way that we're invited to rest our spirits, that you maybe could rest your spirit in Christ. Why not rest in Jesus. Read scripture, pray, begin to cultivate a deeper and more complete relationship with Jesus. I mean, why not? Why not come out on the tail end of COVID-19 with some of this extra time on your hands, creating a habit of reading scripture, creating a habit of engaging in prayer, maybe every day or twice a day. I mean, at our house right now, one of the things that we're beginning to do so that we can rest our spirits is we're memorizing scripture. Even our littles are doing it. It's the cutest thing in the world. But what would that look like if at the end of COVID-19, everyone in our church family had 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 more Bible verses committed to memory in our mind, in our heart, and just resonating with our spirit throughout the day? Why not create a habit of prayerfully focusing on God's love and presence? I am kind of one to believe that if a global pandemic won't push you into the place of prayer, there's probably nothing I can do to convince you. But what would it look like if in a couple of weeks or even a couple of months from now, depending on how long this lasts, we all step out of this stay-at-home order with a much more complete prayer life, learning to rest our spirits in Christ? That's number one, rest your spirit. Second, rest your body. Rest your body. I mean, don't be afraid of taking a nap, of going to bed early, of sleeping in, if you can do that according to your schedule. The other week, my wife was playing with our kids, and I totally fell asleep on the couch. And I woke up like an hour later. I woke up an hour later, my wife, Natalie, she was trying to give me a hard time about it. But all you have to do is quote scripture. I mean, Jesus heals a bunch of people, climbs into a boat, and then falls asleep. And when the disciples wake him up, he doesn't apologize for having some kind of lack of responsibility. The man was tired, so the man slept. Never, ever be afraid of taking a holy nap. It's biblical, okay? It's biblical, and nobody can argue with Jesus. We need to take care of our bodies during this pandemic. Don't be afraid to take a nap. Don't be afraid to catch up on that sleep that is just, it's just hard to keep in grasp. Finally, the third thing that I would encourage you to do is to rest your mind. To rest your mind. We need to give our minds a rest. We need to take a break from all of the problem solving, all of the different things we're trying to figure out, because honestly, if you haven't figured this out, all of those problems will still be here tomorrow. We'll still have a chance to solve those problems the next day. And every now and then, it is important for you to just give your mind a rest from trying to solve all of those problems. Right now, many of us, we're navigating life, we're navigating problems that we've never had to figure out before. How are we going to continue to educate our kids? How are we going to keep them from fighting every 15 minutes? What about our job? What about our finances and our groceries and our healthcare? How are we going to navigate all of these things? And all of a sudden you realize we are dealing with so many problems right now. I promise you, if you turn your problem-solving mind off for just a moment and rest your mind, you might even find that you make better and more wise decisions as you come back to those problems after a short break. I did a puzzle the other day. A puzzle. Puzzles don't happen in my life. This is not like my go-to activity, okay? But I did a puzzle the other day, and really it started horribly. Actually, it started by increasing my stress because I needed to find a blue piece with just a little piece of yellow. And I looked for like 10 minutes. I could not find that puzzle piece anywhere. And then of course, Natalie walks in and finds it in like 2 seconds, right? My stress, my anxiety is just getting higher and higher. But after a while, this amazing thing happened. My mind and just kind of rehearsing all the problems I was trying to figure out, it just kind of shut down. And I actually focused on the puzzle for like 30 to 45 minutes. It ended up being a very relaxing thing for me to do. And I'm telling you, like I said, this just is not a normal thing for me to do. Some of you love puzzles. You know this. And you're like, yes, Jeff, you should do this more often. It's good for your soul. It's new. It's new to me. I might do another puzzle during this COVID-19 pandemic because it really helped me shut my mind down for a little while. Another idea that might be good for you is to go a day without your phone. To go for 24 hours without social media. Right now, it is easy to pull out your phone and just start swiping, right? And then you get to the point where it says you're all caught up, but you keep swiping just in case there's something new. There's nothing new. Everybody's at home right now. There's nothing new. I promise you that if you put that phone down for a day and you come back, you'll be able to catch up on everything. You'll be able to learn what's happened in the world for the last 24 hours. It will be good for your mind to shut down moments and for in different moments throughout your week. I will say, if you've never tried any of these things, if you've lived in a constant state of consumption, if you lived in a constant state of frenzy, the first time you don't take your phone with you somewhere, the first time you don't turn on Netflix to just veg out and watch a couple of hours, your anxiety might actually increase those first few times. And it's because you're used to grabbing these substitutes to pacify some of the stress that's happening in your mind and in your heart. But it's in those moments that instead I want to encourage you to run to Matthew 11, 28 to 30. To run to scripture, to run to prayer, to rest your soul and your spirit with Jesus Christ, because that is where you will find true rest. This is an invitation for all of us. It's an opportunity for each and every one of us to embrace, to live a life of restfulness with God. Don't live the way you lived before COVID-19. Take this opportunity to learn a slower rhythm with Jesus. You don't have to live in a frenzy. You don't have to live a life of substitutionary consumption. It would be a travesty. It would be a travesty if after COVID-19 and after the stay-at-home order was lifted, if you were so tired and you were so worn out that you would need to rest then instead of now. I mean, you don't have to go through the whole pandemic exhausted. Embrace this opportunity. Embrace this opportunity to find true rest with Jesus Christ. Augustine of Hippo said this: "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they can find rest in you." Let's run to Jesus. Let's run to Jesus, the source and the giver of all the rest our souls are craving. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you that you do not charge us to live a life of one thing after the next, but you invite us to join with you, to actually unite ourselves to you, to experience the rest that you carry and that you truly offer to each and every one of us. Help us to experience that today and throughout this entire time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, at the Vineyard, we always finish our talk with a moment of quiet reflection. And so this week, I want to simply read this text over you again as a way to invite you towards Jesus as Matt and Corey come back and just prepare to join us and lead us in worship. I just want these words from Scripture, really these words from Jesus, to just wash over you and invite you into something deeper with him. So wherever you're at right now in your home, just feel free to close your eyes, maybe open your hands like you're going to receive this gift from Jesus. If it's better for you to open your eyes and look to the heavens, then by all means do what works for you. But let's enter into that time of quiet reflection here as I read this scripture over you. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. As we move into our time of worship and prayer, I want to remind you that at any point you can hit that prayer button and someone from our staff will immediately start praying with you. A little chat window will pop up that's completely private between you and that staff member. We would love to pray with you right now. It's kind of our best replacement for a prayer ministry that we usually do up front. And so click on that if you want prayer. Pull out your Bible and read this scripture to yourself again. Now is a great time to respond through the act of worship and in giving. If you came this morning kind of prepared to give and make that online gift, as always, we would invite you to sing with us and to worship with us as we all lift our voices in unity across the city. Let's worship and minister together. Thanks.
In times of joy, in times of peace, in times of sorrow, in times of grief, your still small voice can speak so clearly. When darkness comes and I'm afraid, when I'm alone and lost my way, still your voice speaks so clearly.
beautifully made. By nature I've fallen, by grace I've been raised. You're calling me, I'm coming. You're calling me, I'm coming home. And we are no longer strangers to your arms. We are no longer strangers to your arms. And by your grace, you have saved us. We're no longer strangers. We're no longer strangers to your arms. Once exiled by sin, separated by my transgressions, now welcomed in. You're calling me, I'm coming home. Yeah, you're calling me, I'm coming home. And we are no strangers to your arms. We are no longer strangers to your arms. And by your grace, you have saved us. We're no longer strangers. We're no longer strangers to your arms. And Father, I'm coming home. Wandered far, your love is reaching out. I'm running to your arms. Yes, I'm running to your arms. Sing, Father, and Father, I'm coming home. Though I have wandered far, your love is reaching out. Oh, I'm running to your arms. Yes, oh, I'm running to your arms.
I'm coming.
are no longer strangers to your arms. And by your grace, you have saved us. We're no longer strangers. We're no longer strangers to your arms.
Vineyard Church, thank you so much for worshiping with us this Sunday morning. May God's presence just be all around you and your family and your friends this week. May you experience the true rest that Jesus Christ is inviting each and every one of us into. Don't forget, we've got Easter in the bag coming up next Sunday. You're going to want to swing by the church on either Thursday evening or Friday over the lunch hour to get your Easter bag. We are so excited to celebrate with you. Make sure that you invite some other folks to participate. Make sure that you come prepared, wearing your Easter's best, whatever that means, in the comfort of your home. We can't wait to worship with you next week. God bless you as you go. If you still want to get prayer, we'll keep the live stream going for a few more minutes so that you can continue to get ministry. But God bless you and have a great week.